As the future of milk prices remain uncertain, we get an update on the Dairy Margin Coverage Program and what's been paid out to producers with Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Well, at this point, we know that more than half of the milk production and farmers in the country are enrolled in the Dairy Margin Coverage Program here for calendar year 2021. As a reminder, Bill, in 2020, payments were triggered to some degree, depending on what level of coverage you signed up for, in March, April and May, September and December, so five of the 12 months. Now, the biggest payments by far were in April and May last spring, when we know that prices just collapsed as we were dealing with the full breadth of the coronavirus impacts on the food service industry and just the economy locking up. But we still had some smaller payments in September and then also December as markets turned down again. So here we start the year and we see that in January 2021, there's also a fairly significant payment. Again, it depends on your coverage level that you signed up for, but anyone who signed up for 750 per hundredweight coverage or more is going to get a payment. And those who signed up at the highest possible coverage level of 950, they'll get a payment of $2.36 against their January milk production. So this is just a reflection of the fact that we're still not out of the woods yet economically with respect to the pandemic. And obviously that's still having an impact on agricultural markets. We're hoping that things will get better here as we go through 2021, but we'll see.
The new Biden administration just getting started, but I guess new isn't the real right word for USDA's leadership.
Yes. So after a four-year absence, Tom Vilsack has returned to the secretary's office at USDA, and he's got a lot on his plate. But one of the main things that USDA has to do, not just him personally, but a lot of his new staff there, is figuring out how to implement certain things that were in the $900 billion coronavirus stimulus bill that was passed by Congress late last year. It was passed during the Trump presidency, but the team at USDA that just left didn't really do much to implement things. And so now it's up to the Vilsack team at USDA to move forward on that front. One of the key things we're looking at is the new dairy donation program. That's $400 million that's been appropriated to help companies that process dairy products, whether it's proprietary processors or cooperatives, buy milk from farmers, process it into things that feeding and food donation programs need, and then distribute those to needy Americans. So this has never really been done before in this capacity. There's still some questions about how USDA is going to administer it. And so that's something that we're going to be looking for very carefully. They'll have to come out with some regulations first before the program kicks off. But that's something that will happen here as we get into the spring. One of the other things that USDA has to do is also help those farmers enrolled in the Dairy Margin Coverage Program this year, which we talked about a minute ago. They will get to update and increase their production histories. Depending on the size of the farm, there's a cap of 5 million pounds, which is the first tier of production. And so you'll be able to adjust upwards your production history if your farm has grown in the last 8 or 9 years, which is the last baseline for the DMC production history. So that's going to be a positive thing for farms enrolled in the DMC this year. And then there's also going to be some supplemental money available to farms that were capped out under the CFAP program last year because of size and payment limitations. So USDA is going to have to figure out exactly how to administer that. So those are three things right there that specifically apply to dairy producers in the dairy sector. And those things should all be helpful to one degree or another as we enter 2021.
Always good to take these opportunities while they're available, because you never know about the future. Things are, you know, settling down, seem to be opening up now.
Right. There's still some money that was included in this $900 billion bill that I mentioned that can be used in other forms of direct aid. And that's going to be one of the calls that USDA will have to make, which is how much more direct aid, whether they call it the CFAP program or something else, how much more will be necessary here in the short term. And then, you know, as we go through 2021, hopefully the economy will continue to improve as states reduce the lockdowns and the mandates against businesses operating. That should free up more opportunity for restaurants in particular to have customers. And that's going to be a big driver of dairy demand, particularly for things like cheese and butter, as we get into 2021.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.